Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
And here we go for another exciting hour and another exciting edition of Auto World. My name is Bob Long, inviting you to stay right where you are because we've got some outstanding guests lined up, including in this hour, one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. He is an esteemed automotive journalist, and he covers both the new car side of the fence as well as the motor sport side of the fence. So we're going to be talking about both new vehicles and motorsports in this hour of the broadcast. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Email-wise, you can reach out to me at either one of two addresses. One, simply my name. It's Bob, B-O-B, at Bob Long Radio, B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com. Or you can also use Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com because we love to hear from you folks. Want to remind you that I'm giving away free stuff. How often do you hear that in the year 2013? Not too often, but we're giving away free stuff in this hour of the broadcast to folks who email me up, and you got to give me your telephone number because we're going to send you this product via FedEx, and it's a cool product called the Wash Drops. It's a new way to wash your vehicle utilizing some high-tech stuff. Basically, all you need is a bucket of water and a few ounces of this fluid, and you do one section of your vehicle at a time. You can use it on glass, you can use it on rubber, and you don't have to hose your vehicle off. That's the amazing part, and it doesn't scratch your vehicle. So it saves time, saves you money, costs less than a dollar a wash. You can wash your vehicle if you live in an apartment or if you park your car in the street, if you live in the city. There's lots of advantages, and certainly at this time of the year, as we get towards the summer months, lots of communities have water bans, so this is a good way to keep your car clean and shiny and also be environmentally friendly, because after you're done with that bucket, you can dump it on your vegetable garden or your flowers. It is totally 100% safe. 855-660-4261. That's our toll-free line. Keep it handy. We may throw out a trivia question as well. As I mentioned, this gentleman joining us right now is one of my favorite guests in the automotive world. We've had the pleasure of being on many of a vehicle launch together. He's, like myself, been around this automotive journalistic world, the journalism game, covering automobiles for quite some time. And he currently is a contributing editor for a number of publications, including Car and Driver and Auto Week. He also writes for the New York Times and the Chicago Tribune and a cast of thousands of other publications worldwide. Here's the man himself, Mr. Stephen Colt Smith. Steve, how you doing?
Doing good, Bob. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Still kind of fighting a little bit of a bug here, a little bit of allergy. The allergy season is in full effect up here in Massachusetts as I ponder my move to Florida. Do allergies continue to be a problem down in Florida?
You know, there certainly it is for some people, but I think my wife and I had worse allergies when we lived in Texas than we do here in Florida. But I don't know, maybe it's just the year-round exposure to generally to sudden or subtropical climate. But it doesn't seem to be quite as bad here, but sometimes we get a pretty good dose of pollen, and you'll definitely be coughing and sneezing for a day or two. But I don't think it's as bad as it is in probably some other areas.
That's good to hear. Steve, recently I caught your article in Auto Week, and I remember when the first generation of the Cayman, from Porsche was introduced, you and I were on that introduction, and we actually drove together. Now Porsche had taken the wraps off the second generation of the Cayman, and in the current issue of Auto Week, you can read all about it, courtesy of Steve, and certainly this vehicle is much beloved by auto enthusiasts and auto journalists. There's no question about that.
Yeah, it kind of gets a bad rap in the sense a lot of people think it's just a Boxster with a hard top, but it's really more than that. This new generation, they've done a mild restyle on it, and I think I mentioned it to one of my colleagues. We were looking at one as we were driving these fleet of Caymans, and he said, man, that looks like a 911, and it really does. It always has resembled it a little bit, but it seems like one of Porsche's worst enemies is itself in the sense that even the Boxster, which is the base car in Porsche now, is such a good vehicle that you almost wonder, do I really need the Cayman? And if the Cayman's so good, do I really need a 911? And I think the answer, it just kind of depends on your 401k, I guess. Mine meaning that maybe the used Boxster is the best I could do. But it's really a wonderful car. It does look good. It is structurally a little more solid, a little more sound. It just handles wonderfully. It's got that Porsche exhaust note from the six-cylinder that's just intoxicating. They really got this one right. But the one thing that the last Cayman, there was nothing wrong with that, so there's probably no reason to rush out and get rid of your two-year-old Cayman and buy a new one unless you just want one. But the new one is just a real revelation. It's a great car.
The first generation arrived in North America for the 2005 model year. This new Cayman made its world debut at the LA Auto Show back in December. And as you say, this vehicle in its second generation continues to up the ante. And many journalists have been quoted as saying this is truly the best car that Porsche builds right now. When it comes to being a track car and being a car that really gives you ultimate handling and also some relatively, you know, not so bad usability. I mean, there's some storage space in this car. The Cayman is a hard one to beat. I know when Toyota and Scion went on their journey to build their sports car, the BRZ from Subaru and also the FRS from Scion, they utilized the Cayman as the benchmark.
Yeah, they... And they did a good job. I think a couple of my favorite cars that Subaru and that Scion. I think if I was looking for something sporty now for a little over $25,000, they did a wonderful job. But, you know, the Cayman definitely is in a different class than that car. The Cayman I had a 911 just a couple of weeks ago, and it's still the king. But this car comes so close that if you don't drive them back to back, you don't realize that the 911 does have a fair amount more capability and certainly more cachet. But your average guy on the street, if you drive by in a bright red Cayman, you're going to get just as much respect, I got a feeling, as if you're driving by in a new 911.
As we're seeing in more and more vehicles these days, I understand this generation, the second generation of the Cayman, is using a lot of advanced materials. As a matter of fact, the body is now made predominantly out of aluminum entirely. Did you notice that right away, Steve?
Yeah, just it seems like a lot of the weight in the car, they've moved it around to where it's you want it as low as possible if you're going to have weight. And this car does have it feels like a slightly lower center of gravity than the last Cayman. But frankly, you almost have to be on a racetrack. And we did have some racetrack time in this car to notice the difference. Just around town, it's really not that noticeable. But they have done a beautiful job with sculpting it. The car has wonderful lines. Of course, the paint is from any Porsche. You look at Porsches that are 30 years old, and if they've been well taken care of, they've got a nice gloss to them. No question, the level of quality is still there with this car. They do a great job, even though it's mass market, of making it look and feel almost hand-built.
And the Cayman, as usual, is available in two different guises, the Cayman and the Cayman S. When we come back on the other side, we're going to continue to talk a little bit more about the Cayman, and then we're going to talk about the SRT Viper. Don't go away.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse,
social unrest,
natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thanks so much for joining us here today. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. If you have a question about the new Porsche Cayman, Stephen Cole Smith is with us, and he has had the opportunity to drive the car both on the racetrack as well as on the highways and byways. So by all means, take this opportunity to give us a call or fire up an email, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. Steve, like all Porsches, these vehicles can get quite expensive. As I mentioned, there's a regular Cayman and then a higher performance variant, the Cayman S. The gentleman next door to me has a brand new Porsche Boxster, and it's a gorgeous looking vehicle. This third generation Boxster, certainly the most exotic of all the Boxsters to date. But I had for a few days a Boxster S, and he was shocked at the price. It had more than $40,000 worth of options on it. So a car that started out at around $60,000 ended up being close to $100,000. And that seems to be very much part of the Porsche DNA these days.
Yeah, that's one of the things I think I mentioned in the Auto Week story, that you can fairly quickly option out a Cayman to where all of a sudden you're above the base price of a 911. You can get a Cayman over $100,000 very easily because you keep adding things on. And it's some of the options, you know, so I think it's $6,000 for upgraded brakes, the stereo, it's just incredible what how quickly that can add up. But on the other hand, you can get exactly the car you want with a Porsche if you're willing to pay for it. You can get a special color. You can get special interior colors. So we're so used to just going down to the lot and buying the closest thing we want to whatever the dealer has in stock. But Porsche encourages people to actually order what you want and get the exact car you want, because a lot of people that buy Porsches, you know, tend to keep them. I mean, it's a family car that they may have in the family for 10, 15, 20 years, and they want exactly what they want. They'd rather not settle for something else. So Porsche does give you that option, but man, it is a dangerous weapon to use if you're just operating with a blank check, because like you said, you can add $40,000 or $50,000 to the base price of a car that's already not cheap without batting an eyelash.
Definitely, I encourage everybody to check out Steve's article in the current issue of Auto Week, all about his impressions of the all new Cayman. Steve, the last time you were with us, I got a number of emails about the Dodge Viper, a vehicle that you've had the opportunity, I said the dirty word, the SRT Viper. I love Ralph Gilles, but it comes out every now and then. The Viper, right. the latest rendition, and I particularly got an email from a gentleman, Russ, in Florida, who lives in the Miami area of Florida, who owns several of the different incarnations of the Vipers, and he wanted me to ask you whether or not a true Viper enthusiast like himself would be at home, in the SRT variant. I know the take rate right now, more people are going for the optioned model with all the goodies, but you can get this vehicle in more of a base form, Steve.
Yeah, you can. The price is high. This new generation is certainly not cheap. But it's funny that Russ, the Viper owner, would say that, because that's something every Viper owner is worried about since the car came out. What, I guess 1990 was, 89 was probably the first time we saw one, I guess, when Bob Lutz was desperately trying to inject some excitement back into the Dodge brand, and they had a V10 truck engine that they thought they could hot rod and put in a car. And I admit to being an absolute unabashed Viper fan even from then. And man, that was a car with some issues, if you remember that far back, Bob. I remember taking one, I was living in Dallas at the time, and we took one into Arkansas, just to see family. It was about a 1,000-mile trip, and two things happened. One, we had to put the top on. You know, it had that little toupee top. Absolutely. I mean, you had to have an engineering degree just to even consider putting that top on. It was terrible. Once it was on there, it didn't do anything. Plus, we were at a McDonald's, and the car just stopped, and it wouldn't start again. And, you know, I did everything I could, but, you know, this was a brand-new car, and it just so happened that Dodge, down in this little town, had the only Viper-trained mechanic in the state of Arkansas, and it was a minor thing. It was just an ignition switch. I think when you push the clutch in, whatever keeps the engine from starting with the clutch out wasn't working, and it was keeping it started from starting with the clutch in. So the problem was fixed pretty easily. But, I mean, that car has developed over the years, and every time they bring out a new one, the Viper owner owners wonder if it's getting farther away from the original. And of course it is, because the original had no cruise control, no analog brakes, no air conditioning, for God's sakes. It was like a sauna in there. But it's only fairly recent that it has had stuff like cruise control and traction control. I remember a Car and Driver doing a GTS, which was the fastback with the stripes, a fairly modern car. That car didn't have analog brakes, and we did six other supercars, and of course all of them did except for that one. Not because Dodge at the time couldn't put them in there, it's because Viper owners didn't want any kind of electronic assistance. But I think I found out over the years that it's important not only for drivability, but for insurance purposes and everything else. And this new Viper has all the bells and whistles, and in my opinion, it does not take away from the fun at all. We were at a track up in Michigan that when they introduced the new SRT Viper, and you mentioned SRT, that is a brand now, just to say, broken away from Dodge truck. Now it's the Ram truck, and SRT is a separate brand for the performance cars. I'm sure there's some bookkeeping reason for doing all that, but it's still a little confusing to us. But that the new SRT Viper, the new SRT Jeep Grand Cherokee, wonderful vehicles. And I think, as we've mentioned before, if you and I, 15 years ago, we were being inundated with hybrid talk and electric car talk, to think that we're talking about cars with close to 500 horsepower now, that we would still have that possibility of buying something like that from not only SRT, but, you know, we've got the Corvette, we've got the Mustang, Shelby's. This really is the good old days. There are some wonderful cars out there, and if I hit the lottery tomorrow, it would be very tough for me not to buy an SRT Viper, because that's a car that has spoken to me ever since I saw the very first one. And what it says to me is, wait for me to come down in resale value so you can afford me, but I keep checking, and that's still not there.
Very good, Steve. 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We'll throw out a trivia question here, and an interesting one here. It's about Carroll Shelby. Carroll, of course, over the years worked with not only the Ford Motor Company, but was great buddies with Lee Iacocca, and during those times, during the 80s, he did some work and turned out some special Shelby Eyes models for Lee Iacocca. And there was one particular compact sedan that was based on the Dodge Omni with a very interesting name. What was the name of that Shelby? In three initials, 855-660-4261. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk some racing and lots more with Stephen Cole Smith. You're not going to want to miss it. I'm Bob Long.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There is no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology. Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. All you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition.
reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. Three lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. And if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yes, indeed, you are. 855-660-4261. Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Got a question here, email-wise. A number of people have chimed in on the trivia. Carol Shelby's collaboration with Lee Iacocca in the 80s spawned a number of different vehicles, including this Econo box. And so far, a number of people have got it right at being a Dodge Omni. It was based on the Dodge Omni. But what was the exact name of this Shelby based on the Dodge Omni? We'll give you a second shot here at 855-660-4261. Esteemed automotive journalist Stephen Cole Smith is with us. You can read his work between the pages of Auto Week and Car and Driver magazine, also the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, many other places. Steve is not only a great automotive journalist, but also has done his share of racing in his time. And we'll talk to Steve a little bit of his own personal racing career. But let's talk about some of the things that have been happening over the weekend here in motorsports, beginning in IndyCar. IndyCar went to Brazil this weekend to race, and I hadn't caught up with the finish there, but I'm curious to find out who won, and also how did Marco Andretti do? Did you catch that one, Steve?
I saw some of it. Marco did pretty well. He got third place, I think. Interestingly, this has really been a strange year for IndyCar so far, in the sense that the normal guys like, Scott Dixon, Helio Castroneves, Will Power, those are the guys we are expecting to see at the top of the winner's circle. But, starting with the first race in St. Petersburg, James Hinchcliffe, of course, the guy who replaced Danica Patrick in the GoDaddy car popped up as the winner, and he also won in Sao Paulo. in Brazil, and he beat out our last winner, Takuma Sato, driving for A.J. Foyt, which was kind of a shocker. And Takuma Sato had tires that were kind of wearing out, and he got past him. So Takuma Sato in A.J. Foyt's car was second, and as you know, A.J. Foyt, you know, a fantastic name, but not much success as an owner in the past few years. And this seems like, I think I've heard A.J. Foyt on the radio hollering at his drivers. I remember one year I was, he had his grandson and his son Larry Foyt both. And they both hit the wall, and I'm convinced it was because they didn't want to hear A.J. Foyt holler at him on the radio anymore. But A.J.'s been sick, although he's doing well. I think he had a knee replacement or something, so I doubt he was in Brazil. So either Takuma Sato doesn't understand him on the radio, or A.J.'s quit talking, because whatever it is, it worked. So it was Hinchcliffe, Takuma Sato, and Marco, who I think was fastest in practice and is making a little bit of a rally. Marco had a pretty interesting off-season. I think a lot of people finally got to him saying, listen, you're an Andretti. Yeah, you're good-looking and talented, but you're not really living up to your potential. So he really took himself seriously over the winter and tried to figure out how to be a better driver, how to be more patient on the track, how not to just get out there and turn the fastest lap every time he could, but to actually race and be there at the end. And it seems to be working. I think as we're heading to Indy, which is the next IndyCar race after this race in Brazil, I think Marco just may be one of the guys who has a really good shot at making it. Of course, his best Indy, I think, was his first Indy, where he won, he got second. And I remember how upset he was at getting second place. But maybe you realize then just how hard it is to get in the top three. I think Danica Patrick was the same way after her first Indy. So it would not surprise me to see a new resilient Marco in a very good car, because his family is providing some excellent cars, as you can tell from Hinchcliffe, who drives for the team, that this could be an interesting May for the Andretti family.
Certainly, his grandfather there, Mario, would be so proud if he did take the checkered flag at Indy. I've had the pleasure of being at a dinner and being seated at the same table, just a few chairs away from Mario, and he seems to have a special place in his heart for this young man. I don't know if you've ever talked to Mario about Marco, Steve, but what are your thoughts about Mario and Marco as far as a little bit of special synergy there?
Oh, there's no question, Bob. Just what you said. He thinks Marco should be the Formula One champion. He has the love of a grandfather and a little bit of the blindness that a grandfather has, and some of Marco's shortcomings, which just seems to be maybe a lack of focus, maybe a lack of maturity. And let's face it, this kid has been in the spotlight since he popped out of the womb named Andretti. I mean, you're only expected to do one thing, and he's done it, and he's done it reasonably well, but he hasn't really lived up to what his father, Michael, did as a driver, and certainly not to what his grandfather did. I think he's, as I mentioned, he's beginning to take that seriously. He should be just now coming into his prime. He's driven long enough to where he knows all the tracks. There won't be any big surprises. This brand new car we have, I think, has been a little bit of a catalyst in terms of making a level playing field for a lot of the drivers. You don't really bring the 7 or 8 years worth of notes you had with the last version of the Glara. So it's a little bit of a fresh start for everybody, and Marco seems to be making the most of it. And I imagine seeing Marco run as well as he is, I imagine Mario is even more insufferable to be around talking about Marco, because as any proud papa or grandfather, he's ready to flip out the wallet photos and tell you what a great kid he is. I think we're starting to realize that, yeah, the Andretti gene is really coming to the top here.
Absolutely. You mentioned the Indy 500. It was earlier this past week that it was officially announced that the 2014 Chevrolet Corvette Stingray will be the official pace car at the Indy 500. Steve, this is the first time in memory that I can think of that a car that has been introduced to the press and to the public but is not yet available for sale is pacing the Indy 500.
Yeah, it's. I think that's probably the worst kept secret in the world. I mean, what else could it be but the Corvette? Of course, whether or not it's the hard top or the convertible, I think, is one of the questions. And I think I wouldn't be surprised to see that same car pace the Detroit Grand Prix, being that it's a Chevrolet race, too. I think you and I are both salivating at the chance to get behind the wheel of new Corvette. Hopefully it'll happen sooner rather than later. But I'm still a little bit of a tough sit on the styling. The rear end, I think, just does it. It looks a little too Camaro for me to be a Corvette. And I'm betting our buddy Mike Yeager in Effingham, Illinois, at Mid-America Corvette, one of the first questions they may have is, when is a new rear end kit coming for this with round tail lights so it'll actually look like the Corvette?
I'm sure he's got it going now, I'm sure.
would not be surprised.
Under development.
Yeah. So I wouldn't. I think it's going to be fun to see the Corvette out in front of the Indy 500, and that's going to be a heck of an introduction. It may be a little bit sooner than Corvette guys were hoping to in terms of getting the car built and on the track, but you can't turn down an opportunity like that to showcase that car in front of millions of people.
Absolutely. Let's talk about NASCAR this weekend, Talladega. It's a restrictor plate track going in. I heard some interviews with Danica Patrick. She thought she was going to do quite well there, but in looking at the top three results here, I don't see Danica anywhere in sight.
Have they called the race yet? I know it was in a rain holding pattern, and I just flipped on Fox, and they said we'll get back to NASCAR shortly. So the last time I saw it, it was raining, and Carl Edwards was in the lead. In fact, three or four Fords, I think, in a row. But Danica, if I remember right, has done okay. She's in the top, I think, 15 or 18, somewhere around there, doing okay. One reason being they already had the big one at Talladega that's got a lot of very good drivers like Casey Kane, Kevin Harvick, some of the guys you would expect to run up to the top. Jeff Gordon's not had a good day. But it's a tough race. It's been a tough weekend there for everybody because the rain rained out qualifications, so they had to set the field based on top speed. The ARCA race, I know, was delayed because of rain. It finally called, I think, toward the end, a little bit short. The Nationwide race, I think, was delayed, and I think it may have been called for darkness because they don't have lights there. But I was there last year. A great track, and hope everybody at least had fun when they could watch the race.
Absolutely. As you mentioned, it's still in rain delay with Carl Edwards out front. Don't go away. More of Auto World straight ahead.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
It looks like we have a winner here on the question here to do with the Carroll Shelby vehicle from the 1980s. Carroll Shelby was great friends with Lee Iacocca, and Lee Iacocca wanted him to build a pocket rocket. He utilized the Dodge Omni, and according to our emailer here, who just sent me a note, it's Joe listening in Iowa on Newstalk 1540 KXEL, the Omni GLH, which stands for Goes Like Hell. Our very special guest is Stephen Cole Smith, esteemed automotive journalist and motorsports reporter. And Steve, certainly Shelby is kind of doing that same thing once again here for 2013, 2014. They've got a hot pocket rocket edition of the new Ford ST up their sleeve.
Yeah, it's you know, I'm sad to say I'm old enough to remember the GLH actually test driving that. And if you remember, there was a GLHS, and we asked Shelby what that meant, and he said, "Goes like hell some more." Which, you know, back then there were not a lot of bright spots when you talked about performance. You know, we were talking late 70s, early 80s, you had Corvettes with 175 horsepower that were strangled with very early editions of the pollution requirements. And those little cars were a lot of fun to drive, and still the resale value is starting to come back up. Maybe they're not Shelby Mustang Cobras and never will be, but that represented a really important era in motorsports and our hobby, as far as I'm concerned, because they were affordable and they were fast and they were a lot of fun and still got good mileage. But you're right, Shelby is definitely, even though we're almost exactly this month a year since Carroll died, the company that bears his name is still going well, going full speed ahead. They prepared, I think, very well after his death for a continuation plan. I was out there not long after he died, and to do a story on Shelby after Shelby, whether or not they would survive or not. And from all indications, they're not only surviving, but they're thriving, because he did have that succession plan that they have cars like the one he just mentioned, the versions of the Mustang, and a lot of parts. That's something you can do, is personalize your car with Shelby parts. That's something they've really gotten into heavily. And out there in Las Vegas, there's a lot going on at the Carroll Shelby headquarters.
It's certainly a great place to check out if you're visiting Las Vegas. You can go out there and see the factory facility and check out all the goodies. Their latest incarnations, Shelby Eye's version of the Raptor, which was unveiled in New York, as well as the new utilizing the 5.8-liter supercharged Shelby GT500 Mustang, the 2013 variant as a starting point. They've got that one available at a little under 1,000 horsepower, street legal in 50 states, and one at 1,200 horsepower for track use only. So, Steve, you got to get behind the wheel of one of those. You got to call John Luft.
Oh, man. I tell you, they took me on a tour when I was out there last year, and the thing, it wasn't performance-wise and engine-wise. What blew me away was a body kit they had that was just, it looked almost like the old Trans Am cars they had for a Mustang. It was wider. Yeah, the wide body, and I told them, listen, you guys are just kind of playing around with this. Now, this thing is enormous. This is gorgeous. I mean, I can't take my eyes off of it, and I'm sure it wasn't because I told them that, but it might have been one little thing that helped push them into really marketing that product because, man, they've got that exactly right. That's a great-looking vehicle, and it's something that I don't think you have to necessarily buy a Shelby to get. You can get parts from those guys, yep. And I think that's, with as restricted as we are with warranties and all that, I think they've certainly, taken that into consideration when they're building some of these bits and pieces where you don't lose your warranty if you actually Shelby-ize your car a little bit. So I think that's something. If I was a little bit younger and had a Mustang, I'd be logging on to that Shelby.com or Shelby Performance, whatever it is. I'm sure it's not hard to find on Google.
Oh, so true. Let's talk about one other thing that's been going on in racing, and that's some illegal parts usage reportedly by Penske Racing, and I believe Joe Gibbs is also involved in this. Explain this to our listeners.
Well, it's pretty fascinating. Now, I've got a column up on AutoWeek.com now. That talks about not as much the penalties, but what happens when you appeal. And certainly Penske already appealed. What happened was at Texas, right before the race, the NASCAR inspectors took a good look at the rear ends of the two Penske cars, Brad Keselowski, the current champ, and Joey Logano, his teammate, both Fords. And it's almost like a rear steer deal. It makes the rear ends kind of steer around the corner a little bit more than they should. And it's something all the teams have experimented with. And NASCAR did not like what Keselowski and Logano had on their car, and they made them change them right there on the spot. And Logano, actually, they had already done the start gear engines, and he was still going through inspection. He barely rolled out in time, had to take a penalty and start in the back, and ended up doing okay. But they were penalized. The money's a lot, but, I mean, to you and me, it's enormous. To Penske, not much. But what hurts is they lost some points, but even more, they lost their crew chief, the team engineer, the team manager, and the car chief for six races apiece. All those guys going for both cars. Which, as we're getting close to the chase, having all your top crew guys gone is devastating. So they appealed, and they lost the first appeal, and this next week it goes before the final appeal judge, the NASCAR commissioner, who is our old friend John Middlebrook from Chevrolet and Pontiac.
Oh, yeah.
Who works for $1 a year to decide this stuff. And he does have a history of not necessarily overturning fines, but he did for Jimmy Johnson last year, but of at least reducing it, and that's what they're hoping for. The other thing, completely different, Matt Kenseth, the engine in his Toyota that won Kansas, they check those engines, and they generally pull one connecting rod and weigh it. The one they pulled happened to be less than 3 grams light, which is about the weight of three brand new $1 bills, and that technically is illegal, even though the engine came from TRD, Toyota Racing Development. The guys at Joe Gibbs never saw it until they bolted it in. They never saw the interior inside of it, but they hit those guys with basically the same penalties, losing all your top crewmen for 6 weeks, and Joe Gibbs has appealed that, his regular appeal, before the three-person board, and NASCAR has a group of 48 men and women, quite a few women, including Janet Guthrie, that can serve on that three-person board to hear the appeal, and if the team doesn't get what they want, they can further appeal it to John Middlebrook. Pinsky is through the first step. He's already going to Middlebrook this week for their rear ends. Joe Gibbs has not had his hearing yet. He will have that this week. If he doesn't like what he hears, they probably won't. He'll go to Middlebrook probably next week. Otherwise, starting at Darlington next weekend, all three of those teams could be without their top people for the next 6 weeks, which is devastating.
Yeah, no, that is devastating, to say the least. 855-660-4261 if anybody has a question for Steve here in our waning moments, or you can shoot me an email. Another email question I got in here from a gentleman by the name of Denny, and he wanted to know, Steve, your opinion of the Porsche PDK transmission. When I worked at Motor Trend, we used to call it the pretty damn quick transmission, and certainly when you look at now the 911, is it the GT3 has that as the as the only transmission, that tells you a whole lot.
Yeah, and if you look at Ferrari and Lamborghini, those guys are basically going away from manual transmissions, which is the, you know, certainly the last bastion. I still enjoy shifting, but the PDK, if you haven't driven one in a while, and I remember when Ferrari brought their version, and we're talking about an automatic transmission that still uses clutches inside and gives you the real sensation of actually shifting, although you do it with a paddle and you don't have a clutch. It's not like when Chrysler stuck the thing in the minivans where you can shift their automatic transmission manually. It's not like that. As much as some of these guys would want you to believe it's the same, it's completely different. They've got Porsche has a great one. Ferrari's got a great one. Mitsubishi and the Evo has a fantastic one. There are some really genuinely great of these dual-clutch automatic transmissions out there, and the PDK, I think, is as good or better than any of them. They've tested it on the racetrack, and the best drivers they have, race drivers really can't beat it. It's about the same price or a little bit more expensive, but resale value, get it back over the manual. I grudgingly admit that if I had one, that's the version I would want. As much as I like shifting a car like a Miata or something like that, this transmission, I'm willing to admit that the electronics are smarter than I am. And even if you do shift it manually, which you can, after a while, this thing is just so darn good that you just put it in drive and let it shift. And it shifts exactly where you think it should, where you would shift if you wanted to anyway, and just saves you the trouble. It's a darn good transmission.
It certainly is one of my favorites out there, and I would encourage any future Porsche owner to check it out. Next time you're with us, Steve, I want to take you down memory lane and have you tell us a little bit more about your own personal racing history, which is very colorful indeed. But in the meantime, thank you so much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World.
Always enjoy it, Bob. Look forward to next time.
All right. Thank you, Steve. There he is, Stephen Cole Smith. Check out all his great stuff at Car and Driver and Auto Week and many places elsewhere.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is
is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.